And I started going with this guy. His name was Frank. And he was madly in love with me. I met him at the Cimarron Ballroom. I used to go there and go dance, and I loved to dance. I didn't really like him, but he bought me a mouton coat. So I was just gaga. I had this mouton coat. And then he rented me an apartment. So finally gave in and went to bed with him. Well, I got pregnant by him, and I didn't want to be pregnant by this man because I didn't love him. I didn't care about him. So I figured, how am I going to get out of this? I don't know how to go about getting an abortion. So I called a friend of mine who had been married and asked her, what can I do? And she gave me the name of a guy who does abortions. So I called the guy, and he set up a time for me to meet him and to have the abortion. It was up in what we called then Niggertown, which is Greenwood area now. I worked right there, not far from what was then Niggertown. So on my lunch hour, I took off and I walked up into that area and I found the address, and it was an old beat-up house with this green door falling off, and went up and knocked on the door. And this black man came to the door. I think he was as stunned as I was to see a white girl. And I was shocked to see this black man. Should I go in? Because, you know, a white woman has been brainwashed. Black men rape white women, you know. I went in the door, followed him like a puppy dog into the kitchen. And he said, take your panties off and get up on the table. And it was one of those old enamel kitchen tables with chips in it. I crawled up on that and took my panties off, and I spread my legs, and he did an examination, and he said, you're 2 months pregnant. My heart just dropped. I said, how much? He said, $200. Well, I only made $300 a month. That was a fortune. So I put my panties back on and walked back to work, and I just thought, oh my God, what am I going to do now? So I called my friend and told her. She got me some pills. A handful of pills that I found out later were quinine and ergot. She said, take these, it'll get you started. So I took this handful of pills all at the same time. Later I found out if you take these pills, they're both poisonous if you take them. I took them when Frank was out of town checking on some oil property that he owned. I got sick as a dog. I couldn't hardly stand up. And my brother called me, and I guess I slurred my words. He said, what's the matter with you? I said, I don't know. I just don't feel good. And before I knew it, my mother was at the door. She knocked on the door, and I answered, and I was staggering. I went back and laid down, and she sat on the edge of the bed, and she said, are you pregnant? And I said, yes. So she stayed with me for about an hour, and then I didn't come through. Didn't come through, and I thought, that's it. I don't know what else I'm going to do. So I kept going to work, still feeling kind of fuzzy. And I think it was that Wednesday I went into the ladies' room, and there were some blood clots coming through. I started feeling worse and worse and worse. So I went to my gynecologist. I gave him a false name. He looked at me. He said, well, you've had an incomplete abortion. He said, you need to go to the hospital. I said, I can't. I have to go to work. No, you don't understand. He said, I don't mean tomorrow or the next day. You have to go right now. He said, if you don't, you'll be dead tomorrow. And, well, I guess I better go now. So went to the hospital, St. John's. They cleaned me out. And they put it seemed like it was a huge sign on me that said incomplete abortion when they rolled me down the hallway. And I felt so ashamed with all those nuns and everybody looking at me. But they cleaned me up, and I never told anybody about that for years and years.
The abortion was completed there then.
Yeah. They cleaned up the infection, took out the infected tissue and everything. I'm sure it wasn't the first time those nuns had to do that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about your abortion. The feelings that you had about that afterward, did it haunt you? Were you able to put it out of your mind? Or how did you feel about that as an 18-year-old, 19-year-old girl?
I was glad to have it. I was very glad to have it. I never felt guilty about it. To this day, I've never felt guilty about it. I sometimes have wondered if it was a boy or a girl, but I've never felt any pangs of guilt.